Expense. I mean, do we greet you nicely when you arrive here?
No,
I mean, I normally
true.
Go, you're late. That's what I normally greet with you.
People
you're
throw
late.
Things at me as I walk in and yeah. they go, oh, this is a new record.
And but that's us being loving and nice.
Yes, in your own way. I find it very encouraging to know that you're paying attention to what time I turn.
Stephen Barrett is also here. Stephen Barrett's a barrister and writer, and he joins us. I'm going to be very careful because you are a lawyer, you know how to deal with these things. Stephen, hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I just punched the air with delight, Julia. You are a natural lawyer because you made a very good point that actually the tribunal judge missed, and I think the tribunal engaged in woolly thinking. You are still late, yeah. even if you're at a medical appointment. You just might have an authorised reason for it.
So, yes.
But the thing still occurred. And it's clearly important in the factual matrix here because he failed to say hello three times on the same day. And he clearly thought that she was late and he was clearly upset about that.
Yeah.
And what we've got, then the tribunal goes on to say that this doesn't amount to a breach of contract, but it could all possibly amount to a breach of contract if you take it in toto, which, again, I found very woolly and personally unsatisfying.
Basically, yeah, he made her feel uncomfortable. No, I'm just reading it just a bit more closely. There was this he took over this business. It was a get-to-know-you meeting, less than an hour, and he formed, basically, she was at that meeting with the other employees. He formed, quote, an unwarranted snap judgment of Miss Hanson that she was not pulling her weight. But, I mean, people form judgment of colleagues or employees. I mean, and largely, they are snap judgments. I find they're usually correct. And days later, he made an unannounced visit to the offices and arrived before her because she was at this this medical appointment. So, obviously, he's like, well, there you are. My judgment was wrong. No, was right all along. Here's the thing. If he just ignored her once and then said, sorry, why are you late? Would that have been okay? Is it the fact that he did it three times and that sort of... I mean, it's passive-aggressive. I'm not a fan of passive-aggressive. I think you should just be straight with people. But is that what it was?
Well, I think what we've got to look at is what we're doing as a society. Because this is a branch of contract law that's gone off on its own merry little way. It's been meddled with a lot by the politicians, and it's effectively been given a political purpose, which is to protect workers against bosses. Now, a theme we're going to keep coming back to, Julia, because we're stuck in this as a society, way bigger than just this one case, is that too much of anything is a bad thing. And too much of trying to protect workers eventually just gums up employment.
Yeah.
You get situations like this where effectively the court is micromanaging human behaviour.
Yeah.
You know, it's acting like a parent. It's not acting like a legal system.
Yeah.
It's actually taking over control, and it leads to deep authoritarianism.
Yeah.
It leads to, with I'm afraid, with the assisted dying bill, too much liberalism will kill you, literally kill you.
Essentially, you link that in. But this is the thing. There's a difference between someone, you know, bullying and harassment. Someone is like ignoring somebody for days on end. People, but this ignores a sort of human interaction that is personal, and that people do have personal relationships. And there are people they get on with, and people they don't get on with, and turns everything into an HR battle. So if you speak to someone, they don't like your tone of voice, then that's not acceptable. If you shout at someone, that's definitely not allowed. Then if you don't speak to them, that's not allowed. So you have to just pretend all the time everything's absolutely fine and you love everyone. Otherwise, you'll be at an employment tribunal. I'm not sure that's going to work for most human beings.
No, it's authoritarian, it's cold, it's cruel, and it's actually really bad for people's mental health. If you know in advance what the rules are and how you're supposed to behave, then most of us will behave the way that we know in advance we're supposed to behave.
That's what
most of us would do. But if you don't know the rules, if it's all after the event somebody gets to declare that this was unacceptable. I mean, the lady demanded to be made redundant. Now, from a certain point of view, some people might see that as unacceptable behaviour. You know, that's quite aggressive.
She could have just resigned and been unhappy, couldn't she? But, you know, but this is the thing. Again, I think you're right. These laws, these changes are just, they're just going, you know, seesawing completely in the opposite direction. Sadly, we are going to have to say goodbye. I hope that's allowed under the law currently. But Stephen Barrett, barrister and writer, I hope you'll come back and join us again soon. Thank you very much indeed for that. Benedict Spencer.